With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson slamming President Biden's administration talks with Mexico amid the ongoing border crisis.
Speaker Johnson blasted the Biden administration on X, formerly known as Twitter, for discussing amnesty for deferred action for childhood arrivals or DACA recipients with the president of Mexico as talks continue in Congress on a bipartisan border security deal aimed at stemming the flow of illegal migration. Johnson's comments came in response to a joint statement released Thursday from the United States and Mexico on a meeting held between the two governments. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Consumer Product Safety Commission has ordered a recall of toys sold at Walmart.com containing powerful magnetic balls that could pose a hazard to a child if swallowed. Agency says the balls exceed federal standards for magnetic strength. At least 7 deaths have been reported. Also at SRNnews.com, U.S. military launching a secret space plane.
Known as the X-37B, the mini space shuttle blasted off from NASA's Kennedy Space Center Thursday aboard a SpaceX rocket. The Space Force's reusable robotic craft is only carrying classified experiments, no humans on board. It's the 7th flight since its debut in 2010. Altogether, the program's logged more than a decade in orbit, the last mission lasting 2.5 years. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Google is settling a $5 billion privacy lawsuit. It alleges that it spied on people who used the incognito mode in its Chrome browser, along with similar private modes than other browsers, to track their internet use. That lawsuit was filed in 2020. This is SRN News. Southern Baptist Convention making a huge decision in 2023.
Delegates to the summer convention voted overwhelmingly to keep the denomination's prohibition on the ordination of women. The SBC also kicked out Rick Warren's Saddleback Church for its violations of that rule. Some people got mad, but Dr. Albert Moeller, president of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, says, quote, "It's a matter of biblical commitment to the scripture that we believe clearly limits the office of pastor to men." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Tens of millions of people participating in Giving Tuesday this year, raising more than $3 billion in a single day for charities. However, that amount represents a less than 1% increase over last year's giving, far short of the current 3.2% inflation rate. Many charities are getting creative, though, in partnering with a number of others to bring in the money. This is SRN News. Correspondent Damian Trios has the market report, with stocks ending lower for the day Friday, but boy, a lot higher when it comes down to the entire year.
Stocks slipped on Wall Street Friday to close an otherwise strong year. The S&P 500 fell 0.3%, but closed the year with a 24% gain and is sitting just below its all-time high. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell slightly after setting a record on Thursday. The NASDAQ Composite fell 0.6%, but that was barely a blemish on an annual gain of more than 43%. The broader market's gains were driven largely by big technology stocks for most of the year. Chipmaker NVIDIA rose about 239%. Easing inflation, a resilient economy, and the prospect of lower interest rates energized investors, particularly in the last 2 months of the year. Damian Troisi, New York.
As for 2024, most experts say it's anybody's guess. More details at srnnews.com.